Lots of people getting in touch about particular traffic problems and issues in Listillic, in Tralee, and particularly with regards to people travelling to and from work. Traffic huge yesterday. There are roadworks in the area, but listeners saying this wasn't the issue, with motorists coming into the roundabout from the Mountauk direction, blocking the roundabout there. For traffic builds up from the Listillic side. They're calling for the guards need to be there as it's getting quite dangerous. One listener got in touch after leaving their house this morning at 8:20, didn't get into work at around until about 9:05, and other issues like that in the area. With me in the line to talk about this is Fianna Fáil councillor Mikey Sheehy, who himself has been contacted about this. Mikey, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry.
Look, tell me, for this could be part of the back to school, increased, you know, people back from holidays, or is this a wider issue that needs more monitoring by, I suppose, the Gardaí and the council? What's going on here, do you think?
I suppose, first of all, Gerry, that area of Tralee, from Mona Valley down as far as Rock Street, is an area of high volume of traffic. There's no point in saying otherwise. I'm from the area. I'm from Woodley in Tralee, in Mona Valley originally. There's always a large volume of traffic on that road. And I completely understand the frustration of some of your listeners that reached out yesterday. What should have been a 15-minute journey, now taking 45 minutes or more, is totally unacceptable. And that's incredibly frustrating, both in terms of school drop-offs or individuals trying to get to and from work. And I understand also it's not just the roadworks. It's like one of the listeners stated, it's more in terms of the way the traffic is moving and it's how it's entering and possibly blocking the roundabout from the Mountauk side coming onto the Bracco-Regan Road. Coming from the Bracco-Regan Road that's causing the bottleneck. Also, you have a larger volume of traffic on that road. Obviously, recently, Unpost have moved services to Mona Valley, so now you have quite a large volume of vans entering and exiting their depot in the Mona Valley Industrial Estate between 8:30 every morning. Obviously, larger volumes of traffic now moving towards the expanded MTU campus, all using that route, along with a number of schools, obviously at both ends of that road, Mountauk and Skolvik-Assman. So look, first of all, I just want to say to listeners, I've reached out already to the local Gardaí, just pointing out the issues that are occurring on site to see if they can help or assist from a roads policing perspective. I suppose possibly having Gardaí there at peak times could help stop cars, for example, blocking the roundabout and keep traffic flowing. That being said, I can't see there being an expectation of having Gardaí planted on the roundabout 24/7, 365 days a year. That's not going to happen. Let's be realistic about it. I've also reached out to Kerry County Council and the Tralee Municipal District, speaking to their engineers about possible solutions. And I suppose this is about looking at short-term solutions, short-term interventions. Now the kids are back to school, to improve the flow of traffic, but also in terms of looking at longer-term infrastructure to, you know, address what's the root cause of this. And I suppose just in terms of that long-term solution, as that area, Tralee, where Estelis and the MTU is, further expands and develops. We're also developing the Northern Relief Road along that path, which is going from currently from Forge Cross over to Listellic, which is under construction. That's a 1.2-kilometre section that started in February this year, and it's due for completion in mid-2026. Just for the next section of that route, which will see a corridor from that roundabout at Listellic linking onto the Bracco-Regan Road. Just to make people aware, consultants have been appointed, in earlier on in 2025. Public consultation is ongoing. The relief road obviously will, you know, take a significant amount of pressure off the Mona Valley and surrounding areas in terms of traffic. If people want to have a look at the preferred corridor on that route, they can go to consult.kerryco.ie. All of the documents are uploaded online, the preferred route as is, and this isn't defined, it's just the preferred route as is. We'll see the link road go from that roundabout on the Abbey Dorney Road, linking over about maybe 250 metres west of where the industrial estate exit is. So like I said, it's not just about short-term solutions to this. There's also a longer-term approach.
As things intensify in the area, that may be the only solution to the traffic
Absolutely.
In that area. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, Go on.
No, like I said, it's both looking at this from a short-term perspective, but also a longer-term perspective. And just to assure people that the wheels are in motion on that Northern Relief Road, and you know, consultants have been appointed. Preferred route is there. I'd encourage people to go online and have a look, because, I mean, the public consultation will form part of the final corridor route.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Finally, briefly, Mikey, you've been talking this morning, indeed, and you are looking at the process for your party selecting a candidate. You're not happy with how it's being done. Why?
Yeah, I suppose just from the start and from the outset, I just want to make it very clear that this isn't an issue with candidates or who's going to be put forward by Fianna Fáil as a party. I'm really looking forward to the presidential election. I think both individuals that have their names in the ring at the moment will put their best forward for the party. I'm certainly looking forward to canvassing and campaigning for either of the two of them, whoever is selected.
Yeah.
Issue I have, however, is in and around the process of how these candidates are being selected. I'm disappointed that elected representatives throughout the country, like myself, councillors on the ground, are not going to have a vote in this process. And to go one further, I'm also disappointed that the backbone of the party, card-carrying members of Fianna Fáil, are not going to have a vote in this process. I was disappointed to hear over the weekend, senior party members talk about the democratic process that's going to be undertaken by Fianna Fáil as a party. I don't think it's democratic when individuals are being left out and people's voices aren't going to be heard. Like I said, I'm looking forward to getting out canvassing and campaigning as that campaign heats up. We will all be asked as party members to roll up our sleeves, shoulder to the wheel, and get out and knock on doors. But unfortunately, those doors are being closed on us.
Okay, and you're having no say in relation to that. Time to change it in a word. Should you change the process for 7 years' time? It's not going to be changed now.
It's not going to be, it's not going to be changed now, but I certainly will be looking at the next Ardesha tabling motion that looks at having one member, one vote going forward.
Okay, all right. Mikey Shee, we'll leave it there. That's Councillor Mikey Shee. If you've viewed what he had to say, get in touch.